Well, the tournament bracket for the men was released yesterday. The women, today. You're the president of the NCAA. Does that mean you know who's going to win each game? Which team will win? Putting you on the spot.
Yes. No, I don't know at all, and that's what makes it so exciting. It's reality TV writ large. You know, why do people like college sports and the tournament so much? And the answer is, we don't know who's going to win.
That's right.
That's what they say. That's why we play the games.
Even you know don't know who's going to win. But it's an exciting time of year. And just a quick point, the Divisions 2 and 3 tournaments are going on, and it's exciting at every single level.
It absolutely is. I mean, they may get less national exposure, but the fact of the matter is, it's exciting for the fans, it's most exciting for the schools, and it's a lifetime experience for the student-athletes.
Obviously, Division I tournaments get the majority of the coverage, and a lot of people have things to say about the tournaments, about college sports, and use the tournaments as a platform. Is this okay?
Only if they tell the truth. And sometimes people exaggerate for their own purposes, and I think that disadvantages the schools and the teams. It's unavoidable. I appreciate that fact, just because it has so much publicity and so popular. But the fact of the matter is, you know, let's treat the schools and the tournaments with some respect.
How does the NCAA try to keep that hoopla to a minimum?
Well, we don't try and keep it to a minimum, to be honest about it. We like the fact that it's an exciting event. It's good for the schools. It's good for college sports. It's great for those who participate. We want to keep it in proportion with good sportsmanship and good sense and respectfulness. But getting excited about it is fine.
But there's been a problem with ambush marketing. That's something that we've seen in past years, and I assume that people try and take advantage of the March Madness name and the NCAA basketball name.
Well, ambush marketing just means that you're not paying for the use of the time or the name, but you're sticking yourself on the screen in one way or another. That strikes me as unfair and pretty shady business, and we try and prevent that. We're doing a better job. We want to make sure that our logos and the school's logos are used appropriately, and we do pursue those vendors who don't do that. We look very carefully at the kind of advertising we have so that it really represents college sports well. Not everything goes. We don't accept all advertising. And so we try and keep some sense of the collegiate values as part of the and I think in the tournament we do a pretty good job about that. I've had a lot of people say to me that they like the way the tournament looks and feels.
What makes these events so attractive? Is it that these are 18 to 22-year-old kids on the court?
Yes, and first of all, they're young, but I mean, I think that's part of it. But also that they're identified with the schools. Remember, the schools who are playing, and these young men represent the schools, or young women represent the schools, and I think it's the schools and the universities that make it so attractive. People like to identify with either their own school that they went to or other schools in their neighborhood or in their community, and so I think the fact that the universities are engaged in this is what makes it so exciting.
It's important to keep that focus on the student-athletes, isn't it?
It is absolutely important to do that. These are young people. They are not professional athletes. It's not as a refined game, for example, as the professionals, because frankly they aren't at that level of play. But it is very competitive, and you can bet they'll play their hearts out.
Absolutely. And what we're going to try and do on the AA Zone is feature a different student athlete from each and every team, if we can get all of them in time, because the brackets are just released. And we're going to try and tell a little bit of a different story, not just what you see in the box scores and the recaps. And we're going to do that during the tournament. So I hope you'll check that out.
You know, Josh, I'm glad you're doing that. Of course, those student athletes deserve all the attention we can put on them. But let me add, you might want to do something for the schools too. You know, say a little bit about the schools to which they attend and what's special about that school. You know, our universities are not all the same. They're all different. The great diversity in American higher education is represented by our tournaments. It would be nice to say a little bit about the schools. What's special about this school? How does it differ from others? Where are their strengths? Where is not just the athletic programs, where are the academic programs in that? Maybe you could take that up.
That's a good idea, and we will definitely look into that.
Terrific.
Thank you, Dr. Brand.